Hello and welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. In today's show, this week's news, including an event at Magic Kingdom you may not have ever heard about. It's really cool. I can't wait to tell you about it. Also, food and wine news, dates we finally got, plus the rest of the news and our main segment. Summer is coming very quickly, and we've got a summer survival guide to help you deal with the heat when you visit Orlando. Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Living by Disney podcast, your home for all things Orlando, news, reviews, and real talk, helping make your visit to Disney World just a little more magical. Now, here's your host, Serena Lynn.
Hello and welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. I've got Louisa with me.
Hi.
And I've got a special guest joining us for today's discussion. It's my good friend Tanya.
Hello.
AKA That Crazy Disney Lady.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be here. So Tanya's a really good friend of ours, and you know, you guys probably already follow her. If you don't, I'll put her links in the show notes. She does amazing Disney content, and she is a live streamer.
Yes.
So talk just real briefly about what that's like. What is your normal like routine?
That's exactly what I do. I live stream all around the parks. Mm-hmm. I have a set schedule Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 4:30. I hit up each one of the parks and we have a really good time.
You have the best like audience that come and join
you.
It's
so much fun.
Yeah.
They call themselves the crazy crew.
I love it.
And we have a lot of fun. We really do. They, you know, it's like I've met several of them.
You've met a lot
person.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like I just have like friends all over the world. It's wonderful.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So she is doing live streams on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's 5 days a week. It's like it's a full-time thing.
Yes.
And basically when you join her live, it's like you're hanging around the Disney parks with you. Like you're just joining you on your day.
And that's exactly what I want it to feel like.
Yeah.
You know, I want it to feel like I'm in the park running around with my friends,
mm-hmm.
and we all do everything together, even though someone may be in Ireland or Texas or wherever they are in the world.
Yeah.
They feel like they're there with me.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's so cool. And you're giving people this sort of little window into their happy place that day, which is really cool.
And you know, sometimes there are people who've never even been to Disney, mm-hmm. but they've stumbled upon the live stream. And they're like, this is so fun. And then they're planning a Disney trip.
Oh, that's cool. They've never been?
Yeah, they've never been. I've had so many people come up and say, I never even was interested in Disney.
Huh.
And then I found your live stream. And then we were like, we want to go.
Yeah.
You know, because it is so much fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. I would never have thought of that. But I guess I discovered new destinations on social media all the time.
Yeah.
There was some guy that was filming this random place in Scotland on TikTok. And I was like, I literally added it to like my Google Maps. It was like, save. I didn't know it existed until I saw it. So yeah, that makes sense.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm really glad you can join us for the topic on summer, because I don't think I know anybody who goes to the parks as much as you.
Truth.
Like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, like, aside from like, obviously when people are on vacation, right? They're going like,
right.
They're going every day, all day while they're here. But in terms of like consistently, like people who live here, you know, you go.
I feel like a lot of news magazines and people are out there more than me. Cause I'm like, dang, how did they?
How did they see that? A lot of people that work here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a one woman.
Yes.
It's you every day.
And 6 hours every day, Monday through Friday, out there doing it.
Do you have like a number of last year, how many days in the parks you were?
So last year I wasn't full time though.
Okay.
Yeah. This is something that's more recent where I went full time on YouTube and go 5 days a week. Before it was just a couple of days in the evening. But now I'm out there a lot more often.
Yeah.
So for 2024, do you know Do you have an estimate of how many days in the park you've logged in?
No.
It's got to be.
It's gotta a be lot.
At least 5 or 6 a week, right?
I mean. Well, I've taken a couple of weeks off for, you know, family events or holidays and things like that. But for the most part, yeah. All the time. There are I know people that are out there more than me, honestly, now that I think about it. But I have so much fun live streaming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I realized that there was potential for me to, like, earn an income doing it.
Yeah.
I started looking at things a little bit differently. So for me, it was having that balance between family and work, mm-hmm. and being able to control my own schedule, because I had been a stay-at-home mom for so long. Mm-hmm. And now my kids are in school, I live stream, and then whenever I'm finished, I go home, we do dinner and homework, and I'm there, and it just kind of works out really well.
Yeah, it really does. You have built an amazing community, and I've just been so proud to watch you do it.
Thank you.
It's been really, really cool.
I appreciate that.
No,
it means a lot coming from you, honestly.
It's been really, really awesome to watch you just, like, blow up. It's been really, really cool. And now that I'm on YouTube, I really respect the YouTube people, because YouTube is hard.
It is. It's a little bit harder, like, just to, I don't know. It's like, when you get a subscriber on YouTube, I feel like that's so much more solid.
Yeah.
Than if I had 1,000 people following me on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just it's feels different. Yeah.
Yeah. When people follow on, when you subscribe to somebody on YouTube, I feel like you are like, you're like, I want to see a lot of this person.
Yeah.
Not just like an occasional post or whatever.
Yeah.
That it does feel like more of a commitment. More value.
Yeah, I remember when I started branching out, because I'm like the least technical person in the world. So for me to be on YouTube, my kids are like, you got to be joking. if anybody in this house was going to be on YouTube, we would not have chosen mom,
because
she doesn't even know how to work the remote.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And so I was like, well, let me try Instagram. And so I went on, I was obsessed with the swipe up. Y'all remember when you had to do the swipe up?
Yeah. Oh, for like a link?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I was like, I want that so bad. And they were like, you have to have 10,000 followers. So I was on a mission. I was like, I'm going to grow 10,000 followers on Instagram so I can get the swipe up.
That's right.
Okay.
It was like a big thing.
So I finally got 10,000 followers. And 3 days later, they opened it up to everyone.
Oh, yeah. You don't need no more swipe up.
Nobody needs it anymore. I was like, you're joking.
Throws her phone across the room. Forget it.
But it is. It is a lot of fun. And yes, summer is coming up and I will be out there. So I will have to be figuring out how I'm going to survive.
Yeah. Because it is no joke.
No.
As we know. All right, so we have a lot of tips coming up for you, but first, we're going to dive into this week's news. Okay, so we've got a couple fun news bites that you guys are going to want to know about, especially if you're planning vacations coming up. First of all, we finally got Food and Wine Festival dates, which I was wondering when they were going to come. And they are later than we have had our Food and Wine Festival for a while. So we will be beginning the festival August 29th, and it will go through November 23rd. So it's about a month later than we've typically been. I'm not mad about it. I know if people already had their vacations planned in July, they might be like, oh, normally that's festival season, or even in August. But typically it starts and it's so hot those first couple of days. At least now we're kind of we're still in the hot, but like we're on our way out of it a little bit. So I think that that's not a bad thing. Plus I just feel like sometimes festivals get too long. They're not special anymore. Like we kind of get tired of them.
Yeah. Right. And I think because Communicore Hall is opening June 10th, then there will be the special Encanto sing-along happening, Jen. Yes. There will probably be other things happening in that space that don't feel too disappointed. I think that
summer's still gonna have something.
Yeah, there's still gonna be something that's only for summer there. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else is going to happen when that hall opens. So
yeah, they have said that Communicore Hall will be the home of festivals and celebrations, and that we'll find out more about what celebrations mean later. So maybe it's just the Encanto thing, or maybe it'll be a little more. Maybe it's sort of like a smaller festival, you know, not really a full festival that's going to be everywhere. We'll see.
Well, but I assume that they're going to be using that stage pretty regular for different things, mm-hmm. whether it's the Encanto thing that is ongoing or if they bring in more celebrations mm-hmm. of sort.
Yeah.
You know, based on the time of year, whether it's, you know, Black History Month or just anything that's going on and they want to do a celebration, they could potentially use that stage for those things.
And it gives them more live entertainment, which is like always good. Right?
Always.
I mean, more of that is wonderful. It does mean that summer will have no festival, you know, which is kind of unusual, but also like, I don't mind just again, because number one, Epcot has so much, so much to do and so much to see and so much to eat.
Right.
That's not festival related. I mean, a lot of my favorite foods aren't a festival option at all. So, you know, I don't mind going to Epcot when it's not a festival. But it will be a little bit of a change from like the last couple of summers. So I'm kind of interested to see how that all shakes out.
Yeah.
But otherwise, Disney's released a few details about the festival. Nothing really, you know, too surprising, but there'll be more coming, obviously, as we get closer. Second is VI pass holder days are coming back. So if you're an annual pass holder, they're going to do those like special events for pass holders. They've done them a few times in the past. They're really nice. There's a couple of things that are going to happen like throughout that time period. And if you need to know more about them, if you look it up online or even in your Disney app, there's like a nice little section on there for, I think it's called Passholder Buzz.
Passholder Buzz.
And that you can just click right on it and it'll give you a nice little like breakdown of all the things. But the two main things that I was excited about anyway was the lounge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like a Passholder lounge, which would be like a nice little place to chill.
And it said it
chill.
Has snacks.
Snacks. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But the last time we had a little pass holder lounge.
Yeah. Let's
talk about it. I'm hoping the snacks are a little bit better.
Yeah. We're going to need a little more. We're going to need a little more.
Yeah. No M&Ms. Well, I mean, we can still do the M&Ms, but let's just do a little more than that.
Yeah. We'd like a few peanut butter crackers. I don't know. Yeah. Something
this
like
is,
that.
This is the first time since I've been a pass holder that there's been a lounge. And so I'm just like, I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so true.
Usually it's like, here, you can purchase this special drink only for, I'm like, thanks
for letting me spend more money.
Yeah. So this actually feels like something that I'm like, I will be in Morocco.
Yes.
In that lounge.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be
there.
Yeah. It is nice to get a little extra something, even if it's just a pack of M&Ms.
I will take some M&Ms.
That's true.
So this is going to be in Morocco in that building in their restaurant Marrakesh, May 1st through June 18th. So it's just like a short run thing. Oh, no, sorry. Yes, May 1st through June 18th. The magnet is the second thing that looks really cute. There's always like a little free. Again, I will get it.
Yeah.
Do I need another magnet?
No.
No. But so few things at Disney are free. If you're going to give me some, I'm going to take it.
Yes.
And they're cute. They're really cute. If you put it on your car, it might get stolen, but they're cute.
Yes.
The magnet will be available May 1st through June 26th. So slightly different dates. So basically May and June, they're doing some things. And there's other few little perks, discounts, and things like that. But check that out, Passholder
Buzz. 30% off.
I love that
Passholder discount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
That's significant, especially if you're getting like, if you've like had your eye on, you know, I don't know, a Dooney and Burke or like something that's a little bit higher ticket price, you're going to get a nice little discount on that.
Yeah. And it applies to some food too.
Mm-hmm.
And it will apply to some of the Epcot booths, not all of the festival booths, mm-hmm. Wildflower and Garden, but normally you don't get your pass holder discount at those booths. And some of them, I don't think they've said which ones.
Yeah.
You'll get a discount there. And so again, I'm like, yes.
May 1st is going to be busy because it's also the 35th anniversary for Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's
and so we got to get our magnet. We got to go to the lounge. Yeah. We're going to be busy.
We're going to be busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Lots lounging of things happening with our free stuff.
I feel like that's kind of the kickoff to like the summer.
Yeah,
summer season. I mean, technically, kids aren't out of school yet, but that's when it starts feeling like summer.
I'll be putting my steps in.
Yeah.
On the live stream that day.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay, so this other news piece. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I still am not clear on what these are and why they're here. but Smellophants are on parade at Magic Kingdom. Yeah. So have you gotten to see them?
I haven't seen them other than in a picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are in Storybook Circus. It is a sponsorship with Scentsy. Mm-hmm. And they are, so you think about like the pink elephants on parade, right, from Dumbo. That's kind of a take on that, Smellophants. And they're going to be kind of sporadically around Storybook Circus. And they sort of have different patterns and pictures on them that correspond to, I guess, how they're going to smell. But from what I understand, the scents aren't there yet.
Okay.
But I'm not clear. I'm not clear on a lot of things. This feels like, I don't know. This is like
they're
going to
be like the little Scentsy thing that they have at the festival right now, where you go around and you smell the different, they have the air flowing.
Yeah.
Gardenia.
But it's just like flowers. All the different,
yeah.
Flowers makes, I don't know. This one's like
popcorn. So I don't know what the scents will be in the circus.
Yeah. I know there's popcorn one.
Oh, well, that fits the theme. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Yeah. Peanuts maybe. It's just this weird, I don't know. I was like, okay.
We were like, huh?
Okay. If you don't know what Scentsy is, there, it's like a wax burner.
Yeah.
And somebody, it's like a candle you company. You know somebody.
Yeah, like home fragrance.
Who sells Scentsy.
Yeah, you probably do.
Your network.
I guarantee you do.
You know somebody. And so they,
they have all
cool
the little
stuff.
Burners that are Disney characters, and they're way cute.
And
they
have a Harry Potter one.
They have so many Harry Potter ones.
And those are actually even cuter.
I know.
I just saw like an ad for one and I was like, don't need it.
I know.
You don't need it.
Struggled. I've had the so many Scentsys like in my cart.
Oh, ready ready to pull the trigger.
I've never done it. I hear they smell fantastic.
Yeah.
I have bought one. I bought the Cinderella carriage.
Oh, yeah. That was cute. They had the castle for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
I was really going to.
Yeah.
I was really going to do that. But
yeah.
I did. I resisted.
Yeah. It's just the smell. I don't know. Smellophants on parade. It's every time. I mean, they're just new ones popping up all the time. I just was in Dumbo with the pink elephants on parade. Wasn't that like. I haven't seen Dumbo in a long time. But wasn't he like intoxicated? Wasn't it like a whole like fever dream that segment where it's like he's.
I don't know. That reminds me of Pinocchio.
I feel terrible. I do not remember.
I just remember him like kind of like hiccuping and being like all out of it, and then he was hallucinating these pink elephants on parade. And
you're gonna make me go home and watch it now so I can see.
I was like, who was like watching this and going,
we could do a whole show on like the scenes you forgot from your childhood.
Yes. Like, 100%.
When that live action Pinocchio came out and the thing with the kids that got kidnapped, I blocked that out apparently.
Oh, and it turned into the donkeys.
Yeah.
I know.
Sounds just like. Yeah. Dumbo was on something and hallucinated pink elephants.
Yeah.
I don't recall, but it sounds very
sounds
plausible.
Like it could have been. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those early days, they were slipping all kinds of stuff in there, and they're like, who's going to notice? It's fine. All right. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated on the Smellophants.
We need to go there.
We're going to have to go check them out. Mm-hmm. We'll go
I'm going to have to stop by there tomorrow just to be nosy and find out what's going on.
I'm just so baffled. What an interesting choice.
I mean, when they first announced it, my first thought was, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
I just don't understand.
But maybe we will.
Yeah, maybe it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. All right. The last news thing I wanted to tell you guys about is something I did early this morning. So early. By the way, this is probably a good time to mention that if I flub a lot of this podcast, I have been awake since 4:30. So please excuse all of that. But this morning I got to go, so cool, into Magic Kingdom before it opened. I think I arrived at like 5:45 backstage and went into the park. I mean, first of all, just going to Magic Kingdom before it's open and it's dark and like the workers are out there like getting everything ready and testing lights and like work. Oh, just, it's so cool. It's so cool. I just, honestly, that's just worth it right there. I will get up early just for that. But we got to go, I got to go and check out this event that the cast members do. And it's so cool. They do canoe races. And I don't know if you guys knew this was a thing, but
I never knew.
It has been going on. It's called Crow, and it's Canoe Races of the World is what it stands for. Okay. And they have been doing this for 50 years. 50 years is a tradition, right? I mean, it's so cool. So cast members all over Walt Disney World, they join teams. And let me pull up this fact so I make sure I get all these
details.
How
many canoes were there?
So there's a lot. So, okay, so let me get this. So hundreds of cast members join. It's been going on 50 years. It's the longest running cast tradition. It dates back to 1963 at Disneyland. And okay. Then they brought it over to Disney World. There are 80 teams of 8 to 10 cast members across Walt Disney World. They all compete, and they do qualifier races, and then they have like a finals. And that's what I was watching. So they do all of this before guests ever enter the park. So you would never know that it's going on. And it happens in the Rivers of America. So that circular route, if you ride the ferry boat or the, not the ferry boat.
The Liberty.
The Liberty.
Steam boat.
The river boat.
Oh, yes.
Why do I never know the words to things?
It's the river boat that's inside the park?
Yes.
Okay.
In Liberty Square.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you ride the Liberty boat. The boat.
I think it's actually the Liberty Bell.
Bell.
The actual name.
That's it. The Liberty Bell. Oh, okay. So if you ride the Liberty Bell and you go around that big circle and you go past Big Thunder, and you're basically going around Tom Sawyer Island, you go, you know, past Big Thunder, around, there's little animatronics and things that you're seeing, and then you're going to circle back around past Haunted Mansion and back where you started. That loop is what they row.
Really?
Yes. And they are fast. So I'm going to put some video up so you can see just, you know,
that is
how like they're serious.
So how many canoes were in like the finals today?
So I think we had 24.
Okay.
Canoes that had qualified to be in this sort of finals. And there's different categories of, you know, team combinations or whatever. And so this is something that, you know, all kinds of cast members are doing, from, you know, some are in the parks, but some are like, you know, from customer service to engineers to, you know, PR, like all kinds of them. And they usually, it's like departments, and the departments will create a little team. And then if your team wins, you get serious bragging rights. Apparently, this is like a big deal. There is a trophy ceremony, and you get to keep that trophy in your department, which is so cool. But let me just tell you, the energy to this event was so much fun. They had other cast came out and cheered them on. They made signs. They brought noisemakers. And it was just like, it was the coolest thing. And that what a great like bonding thing, you know, for the cast. And Jeff Folley was there, who's the president of Walt Disney World, supporting them, cheering them on. Lewis was there from Princess and the Frog. It was sort of like a Princess and the Frog theme to the whole event in preparation for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It was just so much fun. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, put a few video clips up there. I think we all love cast members and love to see them, you know, have special things that are just for them, because they work so hard for guests, and being able to like have these events where it's just for them. There's no guests. They're not on the clock. You know, it's just, it's really cool to see.
What a cool experience.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. It kind of reminds me of when they did the, Mardi Gras. They do like a parade over at French Quarter where they do the golf carts.
Yeah.
And it's very similar, because just in the way how it's like a group of cast members from a department, and they decorate their golf carts and as a team, and then they get the bragging rights and the trophy at the end.
I love that.
So that's always fun too.
One of the coolest parts too is after all of the races were done and the teams were done, at the end, they came up to, there was just a few media people there, and they said, "Do you guys want to try it?" And I was like, yes, like if you're going to let me do this. So they let us, we had to sign a little release, and they let us get into a canoe and do the paddle ourselves around.
Like we had two around the whole circle.
Yes, we got to do it, and it was the coolest thing ever. I'll put a video up.
My gosh.
It's kind of from a distance, but if you see a yellow sweatshirt because it was a little chilly, that was me. And it was so cool. Like
that sounds
it's
so
just
fun.
Us out there. It was very quiet. You could hear, you know, all the nature sounds. You could see they were starting to test Big Thunder Mountain in preparation for the day's opening. Yeah. It was just such a cool.
It would be fun if so they fun. Brought the canoes back like they have them at Disneyland.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
It's a neat thing. I just love long-standing traditions at Disney.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That I had no idea even existed.
Right? Really, really cool. Yeah. So just had to share that with you. That was just like the highlight of my week. All right. Quick break to get a word from our partners, and then we'll be back with our main segment. Let me just take a quick moment and tell you about our partners, McGee Travels. They are a diamond level travel agency with Disney. They can book any Disney travel experience that you would like to do worldwide. And to get diamond level is not easy. They are at the top of their game here. And in order to get this level of experience, you're going to want to go with an agency like this. Their agents are absolutely incredible and can take great care of you, getting anything that you want booked, but also getting those prices and deals. Disney has been releasing a lot of good discounts lately, but you need to find the one that works best for you and make sure that you've got the best deal that you can, and they're going to be able to help you with that, as well as resort reservations, recommendations, dining help, and even booking these extra things like we've been talking about with the lightsaber experiences and other things like that. They can recommend all of those as well. Make sure you check them out at mickeytravels.com or check the link in our show notes. And now back to the show. All right, welcome back. It is time for our summer survival guide. Now, we have had the most glorious spring here in Orlando. Cannot complain, but we all know it's coming.
We do.
And we're ready, and we want you guys to be ready. So if you are planning to visit, it's summer vacation. It's summer vacation.
Wait, we're ready?
I'm ready. Are you feeling ready?
You know what to do. I've come a place with seasons. Just know that by summer, we really mean mid to late May through November.
Yes.
We just mean the hot half of the year.
Yeah.
That this is summer, but it really,
yeah.
Orlando summer, it stretches.
Yeah. It's really not does. Just July and August.
Right.
The way that, you know, you might think of summer.
Right.
It does linger a little while, and it does take some preparation, because I really think that you can have a fantastic vacation in the summer.
Yes.
You can have a wonderful time, but preparing yourself for it, packing for it, and maybe doing some things to change how you plan is going to make all the difference. If you're used to coming not in summer and you don't change anything that you normally do and don't change your expectations at all.
Or if you're coming from Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless. But yeah. We wish we had their weather.
Right.
But we do not. All right. So we're going to talk first about some of the things that we can do, like things that we can change and how we plan the parks, the things that we do to sort of deal with the temperatures. Now, it's not unusual for summer heat indexes, meaning the feels like temperature, mm-hmm. to be between 105 and 115.
Right.
I mean, we're it's serious. Like, I know, you know, if you look up, like, what is the average high summer in Orlando? And they'll be like, I don't know,
probably 95.
Be like, yeah. And you'd be like, oh.
95. It was 95 here yesterday.
Yeah.
But then you get here and 95 feels like
115.
Yeah, 115.
Yeah. Like you're going to step out and pass out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The air is thick. It is soupy. And it is constant. There isn't a swing. It's not like that much cooler in the morning.
No.
It's like hot all day.
Yes. Yeah. And even when the sun goes down in the evening, you'll still be in the park sweating profusely.
Yeah. Yes. You just won't have the sun on your skin.
Yes,
right.
That's the difference.
Which does help.
It does.
But
yeah. So it sounds like fun.
I know. We're really selling it at this point.
Yay.
Come on down.
But yet we are always out there. So,
I mean, honestly, if it was that bad, we would have moved.
Right.
So, you know, it's worth it. It's preparation, honestly. So a couple things, and you guys can chime in with what you see. One of the biggest things, I think, is remembering that it will start out a little bit cooler in the morning. So for those of you that are used to starting your day early at Disney World, which I think a lot of people are already in that mindset, but definitely start early and utilize those first couple of hours, like before 11 a.m., to kind of hustle a little bit while it's not as bad. And then remember that the evening also. So those last couple, so the first couple hours and the last couple hours, those are like prime.
Will be the most comfortable of the day.
So if you're going to have time periods where you're going to be like, okay, we're going to hit a lot of rides. We're going to like try to, you know, go from here to here to here. That's when you want to do it. Not like 3 p.m.
Right.
In the afternoon. That's
which is when the parade comes. So everyone will be standing out there waiting for the parade, and you're going to want to find the most shaded areas.
Shade is your best friend.
So, I mean, are we like giving them all the tips here?
All the tips that we can. Absolutely.
If you are one of the people who plans to watch the parade on Main Street, it's definitely more shady on the left side of Main Street rather than being on the right side.
Like as you're looking at the castle.
At the castle.
Right. So the Emporium side.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be, that's more comfortable over there because the sun is going to be coming from over and hitting all the people on the right side.
Yes.
And in Frontierland too, there is shade and all those spots go first. People know this.
Yeah.
And so if you want to watch the parade, you have to plan a little bit earlier or blister.
Yeah.
And, like don't stand right in front of the castle.
Yeah.
No.
There's no, there's not a speck.
No.
Not a speck of shade. Another good tip in terms of changing how you tour is really utilize that afternoon park break. And I know a lot of you go-getters. I know you. I see you. I am you. But you cannot go from rope drop to fireworks in the summer. Like that is a recipe for, like maybe you can do it one day.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe two. But if you've got a week like that, you will not make it. It's just you will be so dehydrated. I've yet to go a summer without seeing people pass out. Seeing, you know, emergency care needed.
Exactly.
Seeing dehydration treatment needed, ER visits. Like, don't mess around with it. And if you have kids, don't even.
Yeah.
Don't even try to do that with
because
them.
You may be tolerating it, but your children may not be.
Yeah. And they would dehydrate quicker.
Yeah. And they're not going to know how to communicate that to you. So, I mean, not to tell you how to parent because we all know our kids, but still, absolutely. I mean, it is very brutal. And you know, you talked about dehydrating of getting dehydrated. So of course, water is important.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of places throughout Magic Kingdom and all the parks. The quick service places will give you free water throughout the day. Even Starbucks.
Yes. And Starbucks water is really good because it's filtered
better.
And good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But any place that has a fountain drink.
Yes.
Like a fountain, you know, machine will give you free water.
Yes. All day. So make sure you take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Another thing that's nice, you know, none of us really love a water fountain water, like, because it tastes a little not great.
Right.
But Disney has been slowly adding in the, what do you call it? It's
the, like, a water bottle filler.
Water bottle refill stations. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they are listed all over the park. I'm going to put a video up so you can see how you can search the location in the app and actually see a map of where they are. And they're cold. They're like refrigerated.
Yes.
And they're nice and tall. So you can, if you bring a water bottle, you can just refill it. That is the way to go. I kind of familiarize myself with where they are so that I can like refill those water bottles.
That's so much better than a water fountain.
Yes. So much better.
Yes.
So the afternoon break, if at all possible, that afternoon break, leave the park from 3 to 6 is the hottest part of the day. Try to be either indoors or in water in that hot part. So that's a great time to leave, go back to your resort, get in the pool.
Just take a break, take a nap, go to the pool, like she said.
Yeah. Try to not be out in that sun in that time period because, man, it'll get you. Like, it'll sneak up on you really quick. And the afternoon break will allow you to be able to go early and go late, which is the cooler parts of the day. So that kind of works to your benefit. Another thing I do think is helpful it's not like absolutely, you know, required, but it's a nice thing to think about is staying a little bit closer, like making sure like maybe you spring for an on property stay so that that afternoon break becomes easier.
Because so
if, if you got a lot of, like if I'm going at a cooler time, I might not even go back to my hotel midday. Right. And so if it's a little farther away, I don't really mind so much. But if it's a little bit closer, you feel like, oh, it's just kind of a hop, skip and a jump to get back there, then you're more likely to make that break easier and not have it feel like, oh, that was just a hassle.
Especially if you have kids and you have a stroller and all their stuff. Our first trip, we stayed, it was kind of a hassle getting there. And we thought we would leave during the day and come back. And we never did. Right. Not one time. Because getting to the park, parking, going through security, getting is a whole thing. And yeah. we were like, we're never leaving here. But this is where we live for right now. We're not going. And so it really does make a difference. That was the first thing. We were like, we are going to stay on property.
Well, if you're at Magic Kingdom and people stay, you know, at one of the resorts around there, the Grand or the Poly or the Contemporary Bay Lake, that's like ideal.
Yeah.
You know, you can leave, go over, take a break and come over on the monorail. It's so easy. That's so much easier. But if you are someone who's gung-ho and you do not want to leave the park, there are ways around it and you can do the indoor stuff. You know, during those high temperature times.
Yes.
There's the laugh floor, Carousel of Progress, you know, anything that's inside in the air conditioning to take a break. I know we talked about this a little bit last night where you can even make yourself a dining reservation on one of the places that are, prefixed. Not a character dining or something that's prefixed. And you could just go in, order a drink and just take a break and sit at the table.
Yes.
Right. You know, little things like that can really make all the difference.
I feel like those dining reservations can be so nice because they're long enough where you fully cool off. Like you can get a little bit cooler. You can go in for a show. It's like 20 minutes and it's nice. You kind of take the edge off a little bit, but like a sit down meal will actually allow you to like completely reset, drink a lot of water. Everyone gets cool. The grumpiness goes away.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's like a nice little
Everybody
reset.
Starts to get very irritated and you just need that time.
You need it. Try to schedule, again, those sit-down meals in the hottest part of the day. So if you're not leaving and coming back, that's a great, great thing to do. Like you said, shows. Try to plan. You know, Hollywood Studios is a hot park. So like Toy Story Land, there is not a speck. Not this much shade.
Unless you find one of those umbrellas, but
yeah, it's brutal in there. But the Hollywood Studios does have a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. So in your touring, you know, think about hitting those rides early and then either taking the afternoon break or, you know, in between hitting those shows so that you can kind of get those cool off moments. And that, again, helps so much. The Frozen sing-along is my go-to to cool off.
That's a great, because that's a 30-minute show.
It's a 30-minute.
You're in there and you get snowed on.
I know.
That's the best.
Yeah. It's so great. I love that one.
And for people who are bringing their children and, you know, talking about Hollywood Studios, Launch Bay is a great place to like go inside and escape. They also have that Disney Junior dance party back there in Animation Courtyard where you can go in and kind of like cool off for a few minutes.
That's kind of a longer show too.
Yeah.
20, 30 minutes, right?
So those are always good ideas. There aren't a lot of things to do at Hollywood Studios to escape, you know, like there are at Epcot. You have that playground when you're leaving Mission Space. You also have the aquarium, which is a great place
Seas
to go.
The Pavilion, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And all now of those. We'll have Moana.
Yes.
Which is not shade, but water.
But it's water. Yeah. You can cool off there. Mm-hmm. So there are more options like at Epcot. Also at Magic Kingdom, if you want to escape for a minute, there's the indoor playground at the circus. Mm-hmm. You know, different things.
Yeah.
And they have the splash pad.
Yeah. Yes.
In both places, Epcot and Magic Kingdom have a little bit of a splash pad. I don't know if the splash pad at Epcot was made for that, but that's what they
use it for. Right outside Mission Space.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah. And like you said, the Moana Journey of Water.
Yeah. Yeah.
That has the best water play area and great vibes. So, and a little bit of shade too. It's got some nice little patches of shade.
So we bring a swimsuit and change of clothes. And that way, if there's opportunity for water play, we just let our kids cool off that way.
Yeah, let them go for it.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a baby, they also have the place where you can go in and cool down with your baby and rock them or, you know, there's things in there for them to play with just to kind of take a break there too.
Yeah, there's a baby care center.
Yes.
In every park, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some things to bring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so things that you should consider packing in your bag to help you cool off. What comes to mind for you guys?
Fan. So before I lived here, I thought bringing a personal fan was so extra, and I'm tough. I don't need to be. Oh, no. I can handle. No.
And they have great little handheld fans.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fans. There's neck fans, handheld fans, stroller fans. Yes. I really recommend it's like,
do it.
Especially if you want to put the shade down so your child could sleep, but you are also making like a heat enclosure for them. And so those are things I normally would not vacation with, that I would never come to Florida without, is an electric fan. And then you need all the chargers and things for them. But 100% worth it.
We're going to put a list, like an Amazon list of some of our favorites that we just use a lot.
Oh, I've gone through so many fans. And
the fan,
I
have to. Cooling towels work really well.
Cooling towels. So tell people what cool, in case they're not familiar with them.
It's just a cloth and you get it wet with cold water and they hold the water and keep it really cold. Mm-hmm. And most people put it around their neck or wherever and it just kind of like keeps your body temperature down.
Mm-hmm. They can so really help a lot. So those
work out really nice. And Disney actually sells some in the on property. Mm-hmm. So like if you forget yours at home or you're like, oh, I meant to get one of those, they do have them. I don't think they're as great as other ones that I've used, but they do have them just in case.
The same with the fans. They have those like spray bottle fans that
It's just not the same as like the ones that you can get and hold your hand. And they put out a nice amount of air.
Yes. The fan itself on Disney's is very weak.
If you have to do it. But
It's better than nothing.
But right. It plan ahead. I also bought a sun umbrella last year, which was the first. And it's tough. Not everybody's an umbrella person. Mm-hmm.
It's a must-do for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My equipment would overheat and everything if I don't have one of those UV umbrellas. Knowing you can have shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shade is everything. And those sun umbrellas, they make them small and they're reflective. So they have, it's a little bit different than like a rain umbrella.
Right. There are some that are both sun and rain, and also it is going to rain.
So this then is a good time to bring that up.
You also need to bring that too. Yes. It's always going to rain.
Yes. So in summer,
Florida tours aboard to
we're sponsored. I know. We're really... They're like, if you never want to go to Florida in summer, watch this show. But no, if the temperatures are high, it's guaranteed to rain. And pretty much rain is a daily occurrence. It's very rare for us to rain out like an entire day. So most of the time, every summer, I don't even check the weather because I can guarantee you it's going to be hot.
Yep.
And it's going to be rain.
Yep.
And in your daily forecast, you're going to see rain every day. Don't panic. That doesn't mean that your every single day is rained out.
It's actually really good because it's so hot here that it has to rain. It's so beautiful here. You know, honestly, and it would just burn up.
Yes. And that's why we're so green and lovely. So
we have to have the rain so that we could, makes it all pretty out there.
Yes.
The beautiful palm trees and everything that we get to look at every day.
Very true. What a nice little positive spin you put on that. We're all like, it's going to rain.
You're going to be hot. And she's like, you can't handle it.
She's like, it makes things green and beautiful.
Beautiful. There'll be rainbows.
Yes.
There will be rainbows.
And
there is a lot of rainbows all summer. Yes. Okay. You're right. So knowing that it's going to rain and knowing that you're probably going to have some water play areas in this for yourself or your kids, then keeping that in mind when you think about what to wear and footwear is good. Because things that really struggle to dry, heavy fabrics, like this denim dress, absolutely not. Would not wear it in the summer.
Yes.
Things need to be lightweight. They need to be, you know, think moisture wicking, athleisure fabrics are ideal. You don't have to do that, but just cotton, lighter colors, things that breathe, things that if they get wet, they'll dry quickly. Mm-hmm. What do you guys like for shoes in the summer? What's your kind of go-to?
I wear Crocs mm-hmm. sandals is what I wear. Not the regular Crocs, but just like the slide-on Crocs. Yeah. And if I don't, I like those because they work for all weather.
Yes.
If it's raining, because I have like the Clarks Cloud Steppers that mm-hmm. are also really good walking shoes. And my daughter swears by Hoka, and I know that's what you wear.
I love my
Hokas. Yeah, I have Hokas
too. Yeah. And, but I mean, I cannot have my toes covered.
Yeah.
I like sandals. So yeah. The Croc sandals are the best for me.
Mm-hmm. The Croc sandals are cute too. And they are sold at Disney. Yes. So they have some nice little Disney tie-ins.
I got my little mermaid ones.
Yes, they have little mini bows. Yep, yep. So if you do forget, you know, like good footwear, or you're looking for something in the park,
they do sell them.
Yeah, they're really cute. Any Crocs will be ideal because, again, you can dip them in the water, yes. and there's no, you know, they dry right away. If you do wear like an athletic shoe, you know, think about ones that are thinner so they dry quick, and bring an extra pair of socks.
I see a lot of people wear the Teva sandals also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they are for the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they are with support. Like for me, you know, as I've gotten older, I just need the support in my shoes.
Yeah. I have so Tevas that like the sole is a little thicker. So Tevas, like the traditional like two strap Tevas, come in different sole thicknesses on yes. the base. And if you get one that's a little bit thicker, not like platform, but right. enough to where like you've got a little bit of support,
yeah.
they do well. But for me personally, I still find my Croc sandals to be.
Yes.
I just go back to, I don't know why.
I always wear the Croc sandals. Mm-hmm.
They're really cute.
And so. I was the person that was like, I will never wear Crocs.
But you're thinking like, I will never wear Crocs. Is it the mule clogs? Or
yeah. Yes.
But honestly, what a comeback they've had. Yes. That used to be like the thing that you like would never want to be caught dead in. Thought.
And now everybody wears Crocs. Disney, I guess, has collabed with them. So they have all these really cute Disney themed ones. Yeah. And
those are great for kids.
But I'm wearing my Croc sandals.
Yeah, they are great for kids. My daughter has a pair of Shrek Crocs that are iconic.
And Barbie, yes.
And her Barbie platform Crocs, yes. So yeah, anything like that, just think things that quick dry, and bring an extra pair of socks if you're wearing something with
and
socks.
And I don't think we mentioned it, but sunscreen, of course, is very important.
And you will need to reapply.
Yes.
Because, and if you don't remember to reapply as you're walking around and you see people that are horribly sunburnt, maybe it'll remind you.
Yes. And you're like, they forgot to put on their sunscreen. Because
that's usually what I do, is as I'm walking around, I go, wait a minute.
Yeah. Let me get mine on before that happens to me.
Let me reapply. Yes. Always carry your sunscreen with you.
Yeah. Sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Hat if you're...
I just recently got me a visor to wear out there just because, you know, like the sun is brutal mm-hmm. on your skin. And
I will never, ever not have a hat in the summer. You will probably never see me without a hat unless I'm like in the park for literally just like minutes.
Right.
Because I sweat a lot in the mm-hmm. summer on my head, and I just usually want to cover that up. And I also just like the sun shade. Yes. You know, a little bit of shade on my face. I usually don't want to get much sun on my face. So that and like a 50 SPF.
Yes.
Like the and sunscreen. A sun umbrella, like anything I can do to try to get that.
I swear by those hydration multipliers to the electrolytes.
Yes, so there's that's a couple kinds.
And I have the liquid IV mm-hmm. comes in like a little packet that you add to your water. And also if you're not from Florida, just know that our water has a specific flavor. And so if you're not used to it, you can add a little flavor. All different brands of the ones that I've been getting, you can buy at Costco, liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, if you're not from Florida, you should just know that our water might taste different than you're expecting. And so having a little powdered something to add to water
makes it taste better for sure.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So
what flavor do you like of the liquid IVs?
I like watermelon or there's also one that has caffeine in it and I'm like super intense. Like I want the maximum benefit. Right.
You're like, look, body, I want to hydrate you, but then I also want to dehydrate you with more caffeine.
We need to keep this train rolling. Yeah. So
we're in a vicious cycle. Yes. We're keeping it going. I appreciate that. Your body's like, look, what do you want from me?
Exactly. Yes, keep it guessing.
Right.
So I like those. Or I sometimes I get ones that are called noon tablets just because it's a really small container. It's like mm-hmm. a little, it's like the little mini M&Ms container.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It comes in one of those and there's tablets inside. Mm-hmm. So you can throw it in a small bag really easily and then just add it to you or your children's.
So you just drop one of the little tablets in a water bottle.
Exactly. And shake it up.
Exactly. And shake it up and you're good to go for another hour of sweating.
Yes.
Okay.
Pedialyte. It's also great, not only just the drink, but they make little packets that you can throw in your bag too. Mm-hmm. They make them in flavors that I think most kids will drink.
Right.
So that's a good one. And again, it's those electrolytes that it's going to hydrate you more, which is key.
That is key.
One last thing I wanted to bring out as far as what to wear. So we already kind of talked about, you know, fabrics and cooler things like that. But keep in mind that if you are planning on visiting Disney World during Halloween season for us starts mid-August, which is peak summer temperatures. And so most people associate Halloween with like fall and cozy and, you know, cute costumes.
Great costumes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No. Just keep in mind that it's all these tips are still going to be like totally valid in most of the Halloween season, certainly all of August and all of September.
So when you're planning your Halloween costumes, keep that in mind that you want it to be lightweight.
Yeah.
Don't come, you know,
no
with
fur
like a
onesie.
Big,
no fur onesie.
Yeah, I have seen people wearing those and I'm like, oh, you must be like sweating.
Dying. Yes. The commitment. I could never.
Yes. Yeah.
Last year, the first day of the Halloween party, I was getting on the monorail in the Contemporary and I saw this family and they looked fantastic, all matching Beauty and the Beast. The mom was Belle, full ball gown, and the dad was the Beast, and he was not wearing like the Target Beast.
Right.
It was professional.
I love it.
It was a whole big head and the Beast in his suit. He looked awesome, but I still think about that man. And if he was okay, I wanted
to be like,
the
night?
Sir, I don't know if you've been outside.
Yeah.
He's like, we're getting a picture and we're out. And then we're going to come back.
I am ripping this off of me.
At least I knew they were staying at the Contemporary, so he could... Oh. He could walk back.
There you go. But they were doing some things.
Even
right.
Princess dresses, my daughter still talks about. In September, I had her wear like this Rapunzel princess dress, and she was dying in it.
Yes.
You have to, if you're going to dress up your kids in those ball gowns, bring them something else to change in because their little legs are sweating.
Yeah. It's a lot. Above all, when you come in summer, you're going to have a great time.
You're going to have so much fun.
We haven't told that. Again, we still go.
Yes.
So how bad could it be?
If it was that bad, we wouldn't be there all the time.
Yeah, but being prepared
sure.
makes all the difference.
Yes.
Bring Tylenol.
That's what this whole thing is about, is like not to scare you away.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you're prepared so you can make the very best of your trip while
Absolutely.
You're here.
Absolutely. And above all, just be flexible. Mm-hmm. You know, if people are starting to, they just don't have anything left in them.
Yes.
Don't stick to a plan and push everybody beyond their limits.
It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's break time.
Be ready to pivot.
Yes.
Call an audible.
Yes.
You know it.
Abort.
Yes. We were going to do this, but we can see we're melting down fast.
Right.
And we need to like rethink
some things.
That's
great advice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But you guys are going to have a great time.
Yes.
We hope this has helped. If you have any tips that we haven't mentioned, leave them below in the comments. We would love to hear them.
Absolutely.
And that'll do it for us. Thank you for coming to
having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's very cool. We will definitely have you back. I have a couple topics.
I feel a little honored to be your first guest. I'm just saying.
You are. You are our very first one.
I was guinea pig. I don't know which one it is.
A little bit of both. Yeah, you know, whatever. But we're so glad to have you. And as always, we thank you for hanging out with us and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.